there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Ease, and this week we're tackling the overwhelming noise of the outside world and learning to tune in to our own inner voice. Ignore the roar. Let's get into it. In a world that's filled with distractions and opinions, staying focused on your purpose can feel like an uphill battle. The roar of doubt and negativity can be defeating, threatening to derail your journey and shake your confidence. But here's the truth. The roar doesn't define you and it doesn't determine your destiny. So we want to focus on that, how to silence the noise, trust your instincts, and remain steadfast on the path to accomplish all of your goals. Let's face it, we live in a world of constant stimulation, social media, news cycles, opinions from every direction, and it's easy to get caught up in the roar of external voices and lose sight of our own inner compass. So this episode isn't about isolating ourselves from the world or becoming completely indifferent to external input. It's about developing the discernment to filter out the noise that doesn't serve us and cultivate a stronger connection to our own intuition and our inner wisdom. We're going to get real and raw about the struggle to quiet the external clamor and explore how to ignore the roar and live a more authentic and intentional life. We'll explore what the roar represents, discuss the common ways it impacts our well-being, and unpack practical strategies for creating a space for inner quiet and cultivating a stronger connection to our authentic selves. We'll be honest about the challenge of silencing the external noise, especially in today's hyper-connected world, but also celebrate the immense peace, clarity, and self-truth that comes from prioritizing our inner voice. So what does the roar represent? It's a compass. And what that does is it consists of external opinions and judgments, the constant stream of feedback, criticism, and unsolicited advice from others. That's right. It stems from social media and media overload, the relentless flow of information, news, and social comparisons that can overwhelm our senses, if you think about it. It stems from social pressure and expectations, the pressure to conform to society's norms and expectations, often at the expense of our own values. And it stems from fear-based messaging, news and media that focus on negativity and create a sense of fear and anxiety. There's a lot of that going on in the U.S. today. So, it also stems from internalized criticism. The negative self-talk that we observed from our external sources. So how does the roar impact us? Well, it impacts us through increased stress and anxiety. Constant stimulation can overload our nervous system and lead to feelings of stress and anxiety. It stems from loss of focus and concentration. It can impact us that way. It can be difficult to focus on tasks or connections with our inner thoughts when we're constantly bombarded with all of this external stimulation. And also erosions of self-confidence, constant comparison to others can lead to feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. Difficulty making decisions, conflicting external opinions, and can make it difficult to trust our own judgment. It also can result in a loss of connection to our authentic selves. We can lose sight of our own values, beliefs, and desires when we're constantly influenced by external voices. So I want to go over some practical strategies for ignoring the roar and connecting with your inner voice. The first one is Limit your exposure to social media and news. Set boundaries, that's critical, for how much time you spend on these platforms. Give yourself a time limit. I've done this before and it just made a huge difference. Practice mindfulness and meditation. These practices can help you quiet the mind and connect with your inner self. So practice that. And also, if you missed it, we did a mindful meditation Monday. So tune into that one. Go check that one out. We actually did a live meditation session together, which was pretty neat. The next one is spend time in nature, connect with the world, and just, you know, and if you, it's wintertime here, so if you're cold and it's cold outside, maybe you're going on a travel destination and it's warm and you have that time to reset and get another, you know, introspective on things. And journaling, that's another one. Write down your thoughts and feelings. That can help you gain clarity and your own perspective. And set boundaries with others. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy and that don't align with your core values. And trust your gut. Trust your intuition. Pay attention to your gut feelings and all of your inner wisdoms. And also practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and avoid harsh self-criticism. And learning to ignore the roar is crucial steps towards living a more authentic and fulfilling life. And it's about prioritizing your inner voice, trusting your intuition, and creating a space for inner peace, clarity, and harmony. So let that sink in. Drown out the noise. It's a lot of chatter. It's a lot of distractions. Tune out of that and connect with your inner self and understand that it's just background noise. And ignoring the roar, it doesn't necessarily mean dismissing challenges or avoiding reality. It means choosing to rise above the clamor or self-doubt and external pressures. It's about cultivating inner strength, clarity, and resilience to stay true to yourself, no matter how loud the world gets. So recognize and overcome the sources of negativity in your life. Develop a mindset that prioritizes inner peace over external validation. Build unwavering confidence in your abilities and in all of your decisions. Stay focused on your goals, even in the face of criticisms or setbacks, because life will always have its distractions and challenges, but you have the power to choose what you listen to and what you let go of. So by learning to ignore the roar, you're actually creating a space for clarity, focus, and progress. You're actually strengthening your ability to trust yourself and stay committed to what truly matters. So let this podcast today be a reminder that your journey is yours alone. The opinions and doubts, that's all yours, but don't let the opinions of others and don't let the expectations of others get into your head. Get rid of that. Rise above that and listen to your own inner voice. Choosing to ignore the roar is not an easy path, but it's definitely a powerful one. It takes courage to silence doubts, face the noise, and stay focused on your goals. Yet each time you do that, you are reaffirming your commitment to your purpose and your belief in yourself. The world may always have its distractions and its criticisms and all of the things that brings you confusion, but none of those define your worth or your potential. What matters is the voice within you, the one that knows your dreams, your values, and your limitless capacity to grow and to succeed. So trust that voice and let it guide you. Throughout this journey, we've explored how to overcome negativity, build confidence, and remain steadfast in the face of challenges. But remember, the real transformation begins as you apply the lessons and principles to your life. So each decision to ignore the roar and focus on what truly matters brings you closer to the life that you have envisioned for yourself. And remember, the roar is just a noise. It's just little distractions. It's just people making noise, trying to get your attention. attention. It's just social media. It's just people being people. It cannot stop you unless you let it. So stay grounded in your truth, resilient in your efforts, and unwavering in your belief that you are capable of achieving greatness. The road ahead may not always be smooth, but it's yours to walk. It's your path, and every step is a victory. So go forward with courage and clarity. Understand that you got this, and find strategies to drown out the noise. Turn out the distractions, embrace your journey, and keep your eyes fixed on the horizon. You are stronger than the roar, and your potential is boundless. So trust yourself, stay to the course, and watch as your dreams unfold, and watch as you accomplish things because you considered ignoring the roar. That's what it's all about, because those are distractions. So what happens when you eliminate distractions? What happens when you eliminate the critics? What happens when you eliminate the negative people and drown out the noise? You can accomplish all of your goals and everything that you strive to be in life, and you can do anything that you put your mind to. Eliminate all of those distractions. They're just outside forces that are working to prevent you from accomplishing your goals and being your best self. So the best thing to do is find strategies to ignore the roar and drown out the background noise. It's just clutter. It's just background noise. It's sort of like, you know, I have a big basketball family, so it's sort of like if you're at a gym and you're at a basketball game and you're shooting a free throw and everyone's screaming in the crowd, boo, and they're making a lot of noise while the basketball athlete is trying, the player is trying to shoot and make the free throw. That's what I see as the roar. Ignore the roar and make the shot. Make it count. Ignore all of those distractions. Find coping strategies to just be more committed to focusing in on your inner strengths and your mindset and your beliefs. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real Raw Relevant. Remember, your inner voice is most valuable, guided intuition that you have. So learn to ignore the roar and tune into the wisdom within. I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.